I've been concerned that Bob Ferguson is one of the most dangerous politicians in Washington, if not the United States, because he talks out of both sides of his mouth. But during his inaugural address, he gave a bunch of points that resonated with Republicans. I am concerned that this is something he's going to use to seek higher office. But in the meantime, does this mean good things in store for Washingtonians? Because he might actually do some things Republicans want to try and build a bipartisan coalition. Joining us now to discuss on the KVI studio line, Senate Republican Leader for Washington, John Braun. Thank you so much for being with us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Such a pleasure. Happy Inauguration Day to you. So when you're looking at Bob Ferguson's speech, I looked at this thing and I said, this isn't the same Bob Ferguson we've seen before. He seems much more interested in being bipartisan, and he was never doing that beforehand. What was your read on the situation?
Well, I think it was certainly surprising based on the campaign, based on kind of the way he's been served as attorney general, certainly the last 8 years. I would say, you know, it stretches my memory a little bit, but when I first started, we came into office the same year. And I think in that first years, I think it was more bipartisan. Of course, we had the Republican majority in the Senate at the time, so maybe that was the driver. I don't really know. But regardless of why, the speech was certainly different than what we've gotten from Jay Inslee for the last 12 years. It was not hostile. It was not antagonistic towards Republicans. It actually focused on many of the things that we've focused on for several years. So we'll see. I mean, no, I don't know. But if he's serious, we're certainly serious and have been serious about these issues for several years.
So the first day was a lot of kumbaya, but it's been a week since then. So has he actually acted on any of this? Has he actually spoken to anybody? Is there any movement on pushing fellow Democrats to do any of this bipartisan legislation?
Well, I can tell you that me and Drew Stokesbury, the Republican leader in the House, met with him and some of his staff on Thursday of last week. It was a good meeting. We had a very candid conversation about, you know, places we could agree. Drew and I, you know, pitched to different bills that we thought would make the state better that we've been working on, whether it's in public safety or affordability or K-12 public education. So we certainly got what I'd say is the right follow-on response. I mean, it's a long session. I have no illusions that we're all of a sudden going to agree about everything. But frankly, if we can move the ball on a few things to make our state better, that's fundamentally our job. And we'll see. I mean, I think the position is we take him at his word until he proves otherwise, and we work in good faith on some of these issues. I mean, he specifically for me called out the reform of the governor's emergency powers. We had a nice follow-on discussion about that. I delivered a draft of a bill to him for his review and comments. So we'll see where that goes. It's a little too early to tell for sure, but we're going to do our part. We'll see whether everybody else does their part, I guess is the bottom line.
Gotcha. Now, in seeing the reaction from some of your colleagues during his speech, it seems like the Democrats were not so hot on some of these ideas. Is he facing blowback, or have they seemed to have calmed down since then for any reason?
Well, you know, it does seem, I say it was a surprise, certainly a surprise for Republicans. I think it was equal surprise for Democrats who have been used to Governor Inslee's very partisan approach, and that's more comfortable for them. I've talked to several about it since then. I think some of the more moderate Democrats were relieved to see him just focus on, you know, good government and delivering, you know, on the, you know, to fix the biggest challenges that people in the state of Washington face. Some of the more progressive members, I think, were more dissatisfied. I've heard it also kind of spun as, this is, you know, an assertion by the executive branch over, you know, an equal legislative branch, and it's basically reasserting themselves that he doesn't get to make the laws, he just gets to sign them. I don't know. I think I don't want to read too much into any of that right now. I think we'll see as it goes along in terms of what bills the majorities, the Democratic majorities in the two chambers allow to be heard and move forward. But if Governor Ferguson, I mean, he made a couple assertions there that he wouldn't sign a budget that didn't include certain things, including a bill that Senator Holey from Spokane area has worked on for several years that would allow for more funding for law enforcement officers. So again, I'm not sure I am sure we don't know the answer yet. I'm also sure that there's no margin, there's no benefit in saying, you know, we don't believe him until he proves himself, you know, unbelievable, because he's saying things that we've asked for a while.
I mean, I want to be cautiously optimistic that we might get some things in the short term until we really see what his real agenda, real motivation is, whether it's higher office, whether it's just being liked in his first term, whatever the case may be. So I'll say cautious optimism for now. But we're talking with Republican leader Senator John Braun from the Washington State Legislature. And now we've got a new president. And we know that Bob Ferguson and him were at odds constantly. And he has said, well, if Donald Trump exceeds his authority, he's going to challenge him again. But as I say all the time, the stuff that happens in the Washington State Legislature affects us a lot more than the stuff that happens in Washington, D.C. Aside from appointing a U.S. attorney who could actually go after Antifa and organizations like BLM for all the riots and stuff, how much can Donald Trump actually affect anything the Washington legislature is up to?
Yeah, not that much. I mean, there's some budget issues, but really that takes acts of Congress to do that. So I don't think there's a lot. I mean, I'm sure there'll be some disagreement on immigration issues. But I mean, on those issues, the people in our country and even and including Washington State are broadly on the President Trump's side. They want to see, you know, this, you know, rule of law reestablished, and especially where we have, you know, undocumented criminals in our state. I think you're going to see a more active role by the federal government, and broadly people are pretty supportive of that. Why would we not want to remove, you know, criminals from our street, regardless of how or when they got here? That doesn't make any sense. So I don't know. I thought Governor Ferguson's comment on that was, you know, maybe, you know, I think the same comment you'd get from a Republican governor in the opposite situation, which is, let's go work on things we can agree together, and where we can't agree, we'll hash that out. But that's a paraphrase of what he said. But that was a significantly toned down version of where Governor Ferguson's been over the last 8 years, and a little bit surprising. In fact, even a little toned down from where he was right after election. I mean, the very first press conference you remember after election was a press conference about Donald Trump, and I was very critical at the time, because really you didn't run on that. You ran on basically Republican priorities: public safety, affordability for working Washingtonians, and our K-12 public education. Those were what he ran on. Those have been Republican priorities in the state of Washington for several years. The idea that his very first press conference would be about Donald Trump was disappointing. He seems to have reversed that and taken a little more balanced tone. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, we can only wait and see if he's sincere or not. I'm very, very skeptical. But switching gears away from our new governor, what legislation are you most excited about this year? Because last year was a lot of playing defense against the Democrats' agenda. What kind of things are you optimistic about passing this year?
Well, there's still quite a lot of defense. I mean, by far, and of course, I'm a budget writer, so I think it's the biggest bill every year. But certainly this year, the budget is going to be the biggest deal. We need to fight for a budget that is sustainable, that lives within our means, recognize that, you know, we're not in a recession. Our revenue as a state is growing. We just can't spend more than we're taking in. And the idea that we're going to increase taxes to just so we can spend more money is not what the people of the state of Washington support. We've seen a number of polls that tell us that. And then common sense, of course, tells us that already when they're already struggling with affording to live here. So I think that's going to be by far the most important thing. Beyond that, you know, as I said earlier, we're focused on public safety. You know, this bill from that Senator Holey has that would increase funding to municipalities to add more law enforcement officers, I think is important. That's just one step, though. We need to do something. You know, we need to do more to rebuild the culture of trust with our law enforcement. And that doesn't mean that we don't want to hold them accountable. Then they want to be held accountable. But we got to, you know, they got to believe that we're going to support them when they're going out doing their job, if we're going to meaningfully recruit our best and brightest into that profession. So a lot of work to do there. Affordability, you know, it's food, gas, housing, childcare, health care. But I think housing in particular, and there's going to be a fight as we work to oppose the rent control bill that's going to make it even harder to build housing in our state, and then work to support bills that will actually encourage investment in housing, developers and builders to build more housing. We are hundreds of thousands of homes behind. We're not going to catch up with this adversarial approach that the Democratic majority has had towards housing over the last few years. And I am somewhat encouraged. We have kind of a different playing field here in the Senate with a new chair of the Housing Committee who has a history. She came over from the House, and Senator Bateman. She has a history of being bipartisan on the housing issue. So I'm hopeful that we can do something meaningful there. And then, of course, education, K-12 public education is really struggling over the last few years. We are paying more and frankly, getting less for our children. We are kind of taking a nosedive. Less than half our kids are reading and doing math at grade level. This is a lot different than even 10 years ago, where we were top 10 in the country. So we could talk a long time about what needs to be done there. The very first step is let's not make it worse. And there's some efforts by the current majority, Democratic majority, to make it worse by continuing to divert our K-12 public education system away from academics and towards social issues, ideological issues that really don't, you know, that don't rise to this, you know, the top of the list on and what we, you know, the educational needs of our children. We have to make sure they get the skills they're going to need, whether it's college or a career, you know, career path of some sort. We're falling short, and we got a lot of work to do there.
Senate Republican leader, Senator John Braun, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for all you do on behalf of all of us here in Washington. And we will wait and see what comes out of our governor next. And hopefully it's going to be some things that we can actually get on board with. Thank you so much for joining us today and for your perspective. Really do appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues, including how Donald Trump's big announcement about his environmental policy is going to affect us here in Washington. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.